The Business Hour on OFM.
It's the OFM Business Hour with me, Olebogeng Motse, and we're now talking about retirement. Now, planning for a financially secure retirement can feel like chasing a moving target, especially with inflation and market fluctuations and rising living costs all in one mix. But it is possible, and letting you in on the secrets and the to-dos is the expert, a man with over 30 years' experience in the financial industry. It's Andre Tuck. He's a certified financial planner and team leader, retail investments at 10X Investments. Andre, welcome back to OFM.
Thank you so much for having me.
I mean, you talk a lot about the golden equation. What is the 4% rule and why is it important for those who are already in retirement?
We as potential retirees spent decades building our retirement nest egg. And now it comes to the moment of truth. How much can you actually withdraw each year without your money running out? So in our research and in clients of potential retirees research, they probably heard of the famous 4% rule. That means taking out 4% income in your first year, adjust that with inflation annually, and your savings should last 30 years. Simple, right? So coming back to the specific question, the 4% rule was developed by financial planner William Benjamin in 1994 in the USA, and this has stood the test of time reasonably well. As I've said, it's based on historical market data and assumes that you're going to draw 4% of your portfolio value in the first year and then adjust for inflation each year.
Quite an interesting background there. Why is this particular rule important?
This rule is very, very important because as retirees today, you know, that this rule is just a starting point. At 10X, we believe 5%. Generally, in Africa, we talk about 5% or less, but this comes across from the USA as 4% or less. So it falls comfortably within the legal withdrawal range of a minimum of 2.5% drawdown to a maximum 17.5% drawdown from a living annuity, which is a post-retirement investment vehicle. So the 4% falls within those parameters, and it's built on the logical premise that you shouldn't withdraw more than your investments can sustainably generate over the longer term.
You're still tuned into the OFM Business Hour. We're getting into the golden equation that can help you retire comfortably in SA, and we're doing so with the professional Andre Tuck. He is from 10X Investments. Andre, what is the impact of a high fee versus a low fee?
Yeah, at 10X, we think that sustainable income drawdown is a framework. You referred to the golden equation, which the golden equation is very simple. It's drawdowns, income drawdown, plus the layers of fees, plus inflation should be less than your investment returns over time. Now, this equation reveals why the 4% rule works for some people, but not for others. It's not just about the 4%. In fact, it's about everything else leaving your portfolio. So we would take a client, let's say 5 million rand as an example, and take 4% income. That is about 16,600 per month or 200,000 a year. I mean, that's reasonable, but this is where it gets interesting. If a client in scenario one does the 4% or less drawdown, potentially their money will always outlive them. But when you have a second scenario where your average fees might be not 1% or 1.5%, but 2.5%, then you've got a totally different scenario. So all things being equal, the seemingly small difference in cost mean you need an extra 1.5-2% in investment returns every single year just to achieve the same retirement income. That's very important.
And speaking of returns, how can one boost their returns? How can I do so?
I would say step one would be minimize what's working against you. We always tell clients, control the controllables. So first one is have a look at the layers of cost. Fees are in the investor's control. It's critical that you assess all fees, what you are currently paying on your retirement savings, so you can have a better net return. So minimize what's working against you. Look at minimized costs by looking at what we call the effective annual cost table, EAC or effective annual cost table. The second one is use the 4% as a baseline, not as a law. The third step would be stay flexible within market conditions. And step four is focus on what actually drives returns. And you must review your asset allocation at least once a year. So how your 100 rands invested, that asset allocation between SA equities, bonds, cash, and listed property. That is the very important decision we need to get correct.
Listen, I hope you've taken some notes there. A fascinating conversation here with Andre Tuck. Thank you so much for joining us on the OFM Business Hour and teaching us so much. He is from TEDx Investments, and yeah, you've had 30 years' experience in the financial services industry. We're so lucky to have you on the show. Andre, where can people reach you or contact TEDx?
We can be reached at www.tenx.co.za, or my direct number is 021-412-7620. So it's www.tenx.co.za, or my direct number 021-412-7620.
The Business Hour with Oliver Heng on OFM.